And we continue with this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large with our friend and colleague Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. He is in his office in Fort Smith. Michael, good to have you on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. And in a good mood. I watched the game last night and watched the Hogs walk all over LSU.
All right. Well, they got two more, so.
I know it. And the LSU always seems to have her number, no matter whether we're having a good year or a bad year. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
All right. Well, I don't think it's an official designation that this past week was Workforce Development Week in the Arkansas River Valley, but it kind of seemed like it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And sometimes the news cycle will do that. You'll cover kind of the same topic over a period of a week or a couple of weeks. But in Fort Smith, it's kind of been Fort Smith Chamber Workforce Development Week. And part of this follows last week, they had their business expo, and the focus of that was workforce development. And we kind of had a follow-up on that where we talked to Jason Green. He's a HR, Vice President of HR for ABB Baldor. We talked to Tim Allen, who's head of the chamber. You know, the thing that we're hearing from these folks and other folks is that the community, both the school districts and University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, who are working together, but more has to be done. There has to be more focus on getting people in the pipeline with skills and with flexible skills. For example, you know, Interim Chancellor Dr. Edward Cerna said, you know, we want to get people in here where they can get a certificate degree, begin to work toward a, you know, 4-year degree, or maybe their 2-year degree sets them up to get a job that they can later go toward a 4-year degree. But whatever they do in education, it sets them up not only to have skills, but to be able to expand upon those skills and that education later. So that's part of the focus. And then on that, the chamber also this week announced that they hired Stephen Lamb, L-A-M-M, was working, or I guess is working until June 1st, for the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. And he will be let me find his exact title. He's Vice President of Workforce Development. I think you remember last October, the Walton Family Foundation awarded a $1.3 million grant to the Chamber and the Northwest Arkansas Council for the purpose of, and let me quote, to strengthen ties between educational institutions and the business community. So that's what Stephen will be doing there. So again, he starts June 1st. What we're seeing is more of a focus, almost a hyper-focus in the last few weeks and months on getting a workforce, qualified workforce in the pipeline. You know, I'm told that ABB and other companies, some even advanced manufacturing companies, are having a hard time finding employees, that they have job openings that they just can't fill. Thing. And then just one last thing I'd be remiss if I didn't mention. The chamber also announced this week they'd received a $20,000 grant. Now, that's not doesn't seem like a lot of money, but it's going to be used to produce a video. And I've been following business and political news here for over 25 years. I've never seen this kind of recruitment effort because it is kind of unique. But they're going to pull together a video, well, they've already started, that shows the military training assets at Fort Chaffee. Not the Chaffee Crossing, but the military side, Fort Chaffee. And that's going to be used to target to other military branches of the military unit. Say, look, you know, look what you can do here at Fort Chaffee. I think Tim Allen, the chamber president, he said the video will say, hey, here's the destination to train your troops. We have all the things you need. And I find interesting, it's almost like a tourism video. You know, these units come to the area, and they often get Liberty weekends or whatever, and they spend money in restaurants, or they use the hotels and that kind of thing. So another interesting effort.
Well, a sense of collaboration there, and there's a sense of artistic collaboration this month between the Bentonville Film Festival, The Unexpected, two of our larger arts endeavors in the region, reaching in and across the tunnel to work together. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, art can make the distances seem smaller, can't they?
Yeah.
So they announced back in April 16th that they're going to work together, but they just kind of defined the details of a feature film, Turnover, May 10th, Five Star Production in downtown Fort Smith. But as part of that, Mantra, it's a French artist. He paints these. If you go, again, go to our website and pull up some of his art, he paints these elaborate 3D images on the side of buildings. It almost looks like the building. For example, one image he does, the end of the building looks like a shadow box with brightly colored butterflies in it. It's amazing on a huge side of a building. So he's going to be doing a mural in downtown Fort Smith beginning, I think, May 11th, wrap up around May 14th as part of that collaboration with the Bentonville Film Festival. But yeah, I think the interesting thing about this is that you have two art-focused organizations that said, hey, let's collaborate between the two regions. And I've been told that this is just the first step, and this collaboration is likely to grow.
Then Downtown Van Buren has some new news, a couple of new restaurants to cater to both, I guess, people who live there and people who are visiting to see the city.
Yeah, you know, we've been told that there's been work ongoing now for 3 to 5 years to really put a strategic focus on the downtown area, not just clean the windows and hope, you know, somebody comes back through, but a real focus on development. And so this is kind of an example of that. You've got the Vault. It's called the Vault 1905 Sports Grill, literally the old historic Citizens Bank in downtown Van Buren. It'll seat about 70, employ 23 to 24 people. Pasta Grill, which I think is already, no, the Vault's already open. The Pasta Grill will open, I think, in early June. Mm-hmm. Or late May. It'll seat about 110. They've got a patio. They don't yet know how many it will seat, and it'll have 20 to 25 employees. So not only are you bringing these businesses downtown, you're bringing close to 50 jobs. Now, I know they're not, you know, the high-paying jobs. I get it that they're service sector jobs, but still, that's bringing a lot of folks to the downtown area. So like I said before, we're watching Van Buren, what's going on downtown area, and this is good for a region that has seen a lot of ups and downs over the years. Hopefully this is a uptrend that continues to move up.
That's a lot. I leave for 4 or 5 days and all this happens, plus it turns back into winter.
Oh, God.
Or what I call winter, anyway. All right, so between now and next week, we need Arkansas to take two more baseball games from LSU, and we'll talk next week, Michael.
All right. Got my fingers crossed.
Yes, and people should go to Talk Business and Politics and see those murals, because the one you were talking about, the butterflies, is amazing.
Yes. Yep. You almost want to reach into the building.
That's right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can see that picture and read more about what we talked about at talkbusiness.net. Have a great weekend, Michael.
All right. Thank you.